بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلى الله على رسول الله وبعد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. إن شاء الله hopefully we should be nearing the end of the section of the etiquette of a student with his teachers. The topic we're going to be looking at today is a number of topics: how to sit in front of a sheikh, how to speak to a sheikh, how to ask, how to generally interact with him, how to give him something and take something, and also how to accompany the teacher when you are walking with him. So let's have a look, inshallah, at sitting respectfully. And again, we will, inshallah, read from the text. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أن يجلس بين يدي شيخه بأدب. To sit respectfully in front of a teacher. أن يجلس بين يدي الشيخ جلسة الأدب. He should sit in front of the teacher in a way that is respectful. كما يجلس الصبي بين يدي المقرئ. Just as a child sits in front of his teacher, a qari. أو متربعا. Now, how does a child usually sit in front of his teacher? It's the position that a person usually sits in salah. When a person is sitting in salah, that is the way, ideally, how a child should sit in front of a teacher. Of course, other things are taken into consideration too, whether the child can sit like that physically, if it's not harming him in any way. But generally and classically, this was the standard of students when they were studying with their teachers. Also, this is the way in which the Prophet ﷺ sat, or when Jibreel came to study or to ask him some questions, this is the way the Prophet ﷺ also sat. So in the famous Sahih Hadith in Muslim, Hadith Jibreel, the narration says, حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that he saw a man whom they had not recognized before come to the masjid. And then he says, حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. And he sat in front of him and he put his knees next to the knees of the Prophet ﷺ, and he placed his hands on his thighs. And there's a difference of opinion as to whether the Prophet ﷺ put his, Jibreel put his hands on the Prophet ﷺ's thighs or on his own thighs. But if you look at what the Sharah, the Tashri'ah says regarding this, Imam Nawawi rahimullah says regarding Jibreel, جَلَسَ عَلَى هَيْئَةِ الْمُتَعَلِّمِ. جَلَسَ عَلَى هَيْئَةِ الْمُتَعَلِّمِ. Jibreel sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ as a student would sit in front of his teacher. So the hadith of Jibreel is like the hadith which teaches us how we need to act. SubhanAllah, the conversation itself teaches us so much about deen. The hadith, in the end, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Dhaka Jibreel أتاكم ليعلمكم دينكم. Jibreel came. That was Jibreel. He said all of this to teach you your religion. But subhanAllah, his interaction with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also does so much to teach us in the way that he sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? But Ibn Jama'ah says thereafter, if you can't sit like that, أو متربعاً. متربعاً means cross-legged. So you can sit cross-legged. بتواضعٍ وخضوعٍ. But the point, the main point here is it must be with humility, absolute humility and neediness in front of the shaykh, or sukoon. And a person shouldn't be fidgeting, or khushu', and with absolute concentration. ويصغي إلى الشيخ ناظرا إليه يقبل بكليته عليه. A person's attention should be towards the teacher. ويقبل بكليته عليه, completely with his whole being should be focused on the teacher. بحيث لا يحوجه إلى إعادة الكلام مرة ثانية, in such a way that the shaykh does not feel the need to repeat anything twice. متعقلا لقوله, right? Hanging on to every word of his. بحيث لا يحوج إلى إعادة الكلام مرة ثانية. Furthermore, Ibn Jazay rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Jama'ah rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْبَثُ بِيَدَيْهِ أَوْ رِجْلَيْهِ. A person shouldn't fidget with his hands or his feet. أَوْ غَيْرِهِمَا مِنْ أَعْضَائِهِ. Any other body parts. وَلَا يَدَعُ يَدَهُ عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ. He shouldn't put his hand on his beard, أَوْ فَمِهِ, or his mouth. If a person absolutely needs to do any of the above, he can. However, the reason why the scholars mention these points is because it becomes very distracting to the teacher. When the teacher is looking at the student teaching, if people are doing all of these things, it's very distracting. أو يعبث بها في أنفه أو يستخرج منها شيئا. A person shouldn't be playing with his nose or picking it. وَلَا يَفْتَحُ فَاهُ. He shouldn't open his mouth wide. وَلَا يُقْرَأُ سِنَّهُ. Nor should he tap on his teeth. وَلَا يَضْرِبُ الْأَرْضِ بِرَاحَتِهِ. Nor should he strike the ground with the palm of his hand. أو يخط عليها بأصابعه, nor should he draw on the floor with his finger, right? Ibn Jama'ah رحمه تعالى continues, ولا يستند بحضرة الشيخ إلى حائط أو محظة أو درابزين. In the company of the Shaykh, he should not be leaning against a wall, أو محذتين, or a cushion, or درابزين. درابزين is a type of pillow or some kind of pillow or a cushion that you would rest on, or it's kind of like an armrest, right, that you would have on the side of your sofa. So he shouldn't be doing these things in front of his teacher. أو يجعل يده عليها. He shouldn't put his hand on his armrest. ولا يعطي الشيخ جنبه أو ظهره. He shouldn't turn his back or his side away from. He shouldn't turn his back towards his sheikh or his side towards his sheikh. Right? I remember seeing an example of this in real life. Again, there's no problem. I mean, if you have to leave, you have to leave, you walk away. But subhanAllah, some people have an amazing sense of taqwa and precaution. So I remember this specifically, a student with our teacher, He came to do salam to him, and then he started to walk away, but he was walking backwards. And the sheikh looked at him, and once the student had gone, the sheikh turned to us and he said, "Did you notice what he was doing?" And we hadn't noticed, we hadn't taken any notice. And subhanAllah, he explained, he said, "You know, out of the respect for knowledge and his elders and his teacher, this is what he was doing." And I was shocked, subhanAllah. Some of us might think that's a bit too much, but subhanAllah, Allah will reward that person for his intention. وَلَا يُكْثِرُوا كَلَامَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ A student shouldn't needlessly speak in front of his teacher. وَلَا يَحْكِي مَا يُضْحِكُ مِنْهُ أَوْ مَا فِيهِ بَدَاءَةٌ Or بَدَاءَةٌ, excuse me. He shouldn't relate a joke or something that has obscenity. أو يتضمن سوء مخاطبة, or something that implies or includes bad manners. سوء أدب, سوء مخاطبة, bad speech, or سوء أدب, bad manners. ولا يضحك لغير عجب, he shouldn't laugh for something other than when something becomes really surprising. ولا يعجب دون الشيخ, and he shouldn't, subhanAllah, he shouldn't display amazement in spite of the sheikh. So if the sheikh is not surprised at something, the student should try and follow suit. فَإِنْ غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنْ غَلَبَهُ تَبَسَّمَ تَبَسُّمًا بِغَيْرِ صَوْتٍ أَلْبَتَّةً If you have to, if you find something amazing, the most you should do is smile and nothing more. Ibn Jama'ah relates that one of the early scholars would say, وَمِن تَعْظِيمِ الشَّيْخِ أَلَّا يَجْلِسَ إِلَىٰ جَانِبِهِ وَلَا عَلَىٰ مُصَلَّهُ أَوْ وِسَادَتَهُ Respect of the sheikh includes not sitting, لَا يَجْلِسَ إِلَىٰ جَانِبِهِ Not sitting next to him, وَلَا عَلَىٰ مُصَلَّهُ أَوْ وِسَادَتَهُ Nor on his place of prayer or his cushion. وَإِنْ أَمَرَهُ الشَّيْخ بِذَلِكْ فَلَا يَفْعَلْهُ Even if the sheikh tells him to do it, he shouldn't do it. إِلَّا إِذَا جَزْمَ عَلَيْهِ جَزْمًا يَشُقُ عَلَيْهِ مُخَلَفَتَهُ Unless the teacher is absolutely adamant and he wants him to. فَلَا بَأْسَ بِإِمْتِثَالِ أَمْرِهِ فِي تِلْكَ الْحَالِ In that case, there is no problem in carrying that out. ثُمَّ يَعُودُ إِلَى مَا يَقْتَضِيهِ الْأَدَبِ But then he should always return back to what adab demands. وَقَدْ تَكَلَّمَ النَّاسُ فِي أَيِّ الْأَمْرَيْنِ أَوْلَى أَيْ يَتَعَمَّدَ الْإِمْتِثَالُ الْأَمْرِ أَوْ سُلُوكُ الْأَدَبِ There's a discussion here among the scholars about what you should rather do. Should you rather have adab or listen to the sheikh? Right? If he's being absolutely adamant, then subhanAllah, you should listen. However, if you feel as though the teacher's being polite, then you should keep adab in the forefront. The scholars who say you should listen to what the sheikh is saying, they always use the famous principle, al-amru fawq al-adab. Quickly moving on, speaking politely. So Ibn Jama'ah says, يُحْسِنَ خِطَابَهُ مَعَ الشَّيْخِ بِقَدْرِ الْإِمْكَانِ A person should speak with his teacher politely, بِقَدْرِ الْإِمْكَانِ as far as he can. وَلَا يَقُولُ لَهُ لِمَ And he shouldn't say, why? وَلَا لَا نُسَلِّمْ Nor should he say, I don't accept that. وَلَا مَن نَقَلَ هَذَا Nor should he say, who said this? Who related this? وَلَا نُو أَيْنَ مَوْضِعُهُ Where is its reference? وَشِبْهِ ذَلِكَ etc. etc. فَإِنْ أَرَادَ إِسْتِفَادَتُهُ تَغَطَّفَ فِي الْوُصُولِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ If he wishes to benefit from his teacher, then he needs to ask in the most politest way. It is related from some of the Salafs. من قال لي شيخي لما لم يفلح أبدا. Whoever says why to his teacher will never be successful. Again, this does not mean you cannot be inquisitive. Subhanallah. إنما الشفاء العلي السؤال. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged asking questions, but also he discouraged people from asking useless questions or questions with the wrong intention. Right? Some people are not asking a question to get an answer, rather maybe to show their knowledge, the level of their knowledge. So it's a pride thing for them. Or sometimes it might be just to engage the teacher in conversation. So we have this in the madaris when we're teaching the students. And I can't criticize them too much. Some of us were guilty of the same while we were students. But when it's time for lesson and some of the students feel a bit tired that day, so what do they do? Sheikh, I've got a question, right? I've got a question. And they'll start to ask these questions and the Sheikh will engage them and give them advice. And subhanAllah, then the lesson's over. And they're like, oh, subhanAllah, Sheikh, lesson's over. Too bad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So those are respectful questions nonetheless. But to say to your teacher why, with that, you know, non-acceptance, I don't accept what you're saying. This is very, very disrespectful. وَإِذَا ذَكْرَ شَيْخ شَيْءٍ فَلَا يَقُلْ هَكَذَا قُلْتُ. If your sheikh mentioned something, your teacher mentioned something, you shouldn't say, yeah, that's what I said. أو خَطَرَ لِي أو سَمِعْتُ. When you are studying, it is about the knowledge and the one imparting the knowledge to you. So if that's your focus, then your only focus should be the teacher, not you. Our problem is we want to bring ourselves into the conversation. Somehow or another, it's an ego thing. It's a narcissistic thing where we need to be the focal point of the discussion. So maybe it's got nothing to do with this, but subhanAllah, we'll always want to bring ourselves into the picture. Oh, I've heard that before. Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I mentioned. All of these things, subhanAllah, they are very egotistical. They're very narcissistic. And we should avoid comments like this altogether. وإذا أصر الشيخ على قول أو دليل ولم يظهر له أو على خلاف صوابه سهوا فلا يغير وجهه. If the sheikh mentions something and he persists in it and he's not aware that it's not correct or it's wrong, right? He shouldn't make a face, right? So some students, when a teacher mentions something wrong, they'll be like, what? Sorry? And they make a face like that. Again, it's very uncomfortable for the teacher. The best thing to do in that situation, once the lesson's over, maybe before the sheikh leaves, is to ask the question and say, apologies, I didn't quite understand this. And maybe then repeat it and say, was this the case, respected sheikh? And hopefully it will jog his memory. But you shouldn't make a face and ask a question like you're rejecting him and questioning him or questioning his intelligence. وليتحفظ من مخاطبة الشيخ بما يعتاده بعض الناس في كلامه. Take care in speaking to the sheikh in a way that you would usually speak to others. Right? Don't call your sheikh bro, right? Or how you doing, man? Or guy, right? This is not the way to speak. So in Arabic it says ishbika, وَفَهِمْتَ وَتَدْرِي. Do you understand? Do you know? يَا إِنسَان. No, these are not ways in which you should speak to your sheikh, your teacher. Also, try not to surprise your sheikh in the way that you respond to him. So this happens, some people who have that lack of adab, this happens quite often. For example, the sheikh will say, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You said this and this, and he will say, I didn't say that, right? I used to experience this quite a lot. And again, it's, I don't know, maybe a student doesn't agree with the teacher, or he doesn't accept what the teacher's saying for some reason, or maybe he's upset, maybe because he's been reprimanded. So you're giving a scenario. For example, I'm talking about fiqh, and I mention a hukam in the Hanafi madhab, and I say, this is the Hanafi madhab. In this scenario, hypothetically, if this happened, you would do this, right? And I ask that question because I want the answer, yeah. So that would lead me on to the next point. But there were times where I'd ask, this is the case. Hypothetically, if this happened, you would do this, right? And a student would turn and say, no, not necessarily. I wouldn't do that. No, maybe I would do this. Maybe I would do that. It became really, really uncomfortable, subhanAllah. It's important you try not to let personal feelings or personal dislikes get in the way of the way we talk to our teachers, because if it becomes disrespect, then subhanAllah, what we could lose is far, far more important than what we gain in that moment, just to make a point. The next point we're going to look at, inshallah, is the attention you should give to the shaykh. So Ibn Jama'ah says, إِذَا سَمِعَ الشَّيْخِ يَذْكُرُ حُكْمًا فِي مَسْأَلَةٍ أَوْ فَائِدَةٍ مُسْتَغْرِبَةٍ أَوْ يَحْكِي حِكَايَةً أَوْ يَنْشُدُ شِعْرًا وهو يحفظ ذلك أصغى إليه إصغاء مستفيد له في الحال متعطشا إليه فرح به كأنه لم يسمعه قط. When the sheikh mentions some kind of benefit, excuse me, or an amazing anecdote, or he's telling a story or a poem, and the student knows this, أصغى إليه إصغاء مستفيد له, subhanAllah, he should still attentively listen to him, hang on to his words, like it's, you know, thirsty for the words and happy to listen to it as though he has never heard it before. Subhanallah. Ata rahimullah said, Inni la asma'u al-hadith min al-rajul wa ana a'lamu bihi minhu fa'urihi min nafsi anni la ahsinu minhu shay'a. Sometimes a man will come to me and tell me a hadith, and I know the hadith better than him, but I show him that I know nothing about it. Subhanallah, this is the epitome of love and respect that a person should have with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all people, right? The fact that you know this. And this is what some people don't get. This is where the ego comes in and the narcissism comes in, where it always has to be about me. But subhanAllah, someone's telling you a story. The worst thing you could say is, yeah, I know, right? Maybe someone's telling you because they want to make conversation with you, and your response is, yeah, I knew that. SubhanAllah, that's the worst thing you could do. Ata rahimullah, he says, I act like I've never heard that before. It's also been mentioned regarding Tajuddin As-Subki, and he's speaking about his father. He says his father was an extremely bashful and shy person, and he never liked to embarrass anyone. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَ الطَّالِبَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْفَائِدَةِ استخدمها وأوهمه أنه لم يكن يعرفها. When a student would tell his father something, some benefit, he would listen to it and try and make use of it and show the student, I have never heard this before, right? Even as a teacher, subhanAllah, yeah, I know this, right? But even when a student is telling you something, other narrations from Tabi'een, they mention that they hear something from someone, and subhanAllah, they said, before this person was born, I heard this. But I make it out to him like I've never heard it before. SubhanAllah, Allah bless us with this kind of etiquette, this kind of adab. Not competing. Ibn Jama'ah says, أَلَّا يَسْبَقَ الشَّيْخِ إِلَىٰ شَرْحِ مَسْأَلَةٍ أَوْ جَوَابِ سُؤَالٍ مِّنْهُ أَوْ مِّنْ غَيْرِهِ. You shouldn't try to compete with the Shaykh in trying to explain a point or answering a question from him or from someone else. Right? Again, it shouldn't be about you. It should always be about the Shaykh and the lesson. وَيَنْبَغِي أَلَّا يَقْطَعَ لَشَيْخِ كَلَامَهُ. It's very, very important not to cut the Shaykh off at all. وَلَا يُسَابِقُهُ فِيهِ. Nor try to compete with him in it. Excuse me. Inshallah, I'm trying to, as quickly as possible, get through this. There's a lot more in the book. So again, if you can, try and purchase the book and read through these amazing points. Right now, I'm just giving tidbits on each section. وَلْيَكُنْ ذِهْنُهُ حَاضِرًا فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ بِحَيْثُ إِذَا أَمَرَهُ بِشَيْءٍ أَوْ سَأَلَهُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ أَوْ أَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ لَمْ يُحَوِّجْهُ إِلَىٰ إِعَادَةِ ثَانِيًا بَلْ يُبَادِرُ إِلَيْهِ مُسْرِعًا. So he should be present in mind at all times. And when the Shaykh tells him to do something or asks him a question, he should respond or do that thing immediately without a second's thought. Giving and taking. How do you give and take? So generally, you give and take with your right hand. Anything that is good is done with the right hand. Of course, those people who are left-handed and they struggle to do anything with the right hand, that would be considered an udhr, a valid excuse. But if you can, but it's just like I prefer it that way, then it's best not to do that. SubhanAllah, as we learn from the hadith, إذا ناوله الشيخ شيئاً تناوله باليمين. He should take it with the right hand if his shaykh gives him anything. When nawlahu shay'an, nawlahu bil yamin. And if he gives the teacher something, he should give it with the right hand. فَإِنْ كَانَ وَرَقَةٌ يَقْرَأُهَا كَفُتْيَا أَوْ قِسَّةٌ أَوْ مَكْتُوبٌ شَرْعِي وَنَحْوَ ذَلِكَ نَشَرَهَا ثُمَّ دَفَعَ عَلَيْهَا. And if he's handing to the teacher something to read, or an official verdict, or an incident, a story, or something, a shari'i ruling that's written down, then he should open it for him and then hand it to him. But he should not hold وَلَا يَدْفَعُ إِلَيْهَا مَطْوِيَّ. He shouldn't hand it to him folded. وَإِذَا نَوْلَهُ الشَّيْخ كِتَابًا. When he's giving the shaykh a book, نَوْلَهُ إِيَّاهُ. He should give it to him مُهَيِّئًا لِفَتْحِي وَالْقِرَاءَةِ فِيهِ. Ready to open and read it, min ghayri ihtiyaj ila idara, without the shaykh having to fidget with it and find the correct page. He should give it to the shaykh. وقيل أربعة لا يعنف الشريف منهن وإن كان أميرا. It is said that there are four things that even a noble person would not scoff at doing or haughtily reject it. Even if he's an emir, right? Even if he's an emir, these four things he would never be too haughty or proud to do. قيامه من مجلسه لأبيه. Standing up from his place for his father. خدمته للعالم يتعلم منه. Serving a teacher that he's studying with. والسؤال عما لا يعلم. Asking something that he doesn't know about, or خدمته للضيف, and looking after a guest. How do you accompany your sheikh? وَإِذَا مَشَى مَعَ الشَّيْخِ If you are walking with the sheikh, فَلْيَكُنْ أَمَامَهُ You should be in front of him بِاللَّيْلِ at night, وَخَلْفَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ And behind him in the day, subhanAllah. Why in front during the night? Because to protect him from any dangers. Why behind him during the day? Out of respect. إِلَّا يَقْتَدِي الْحَالِ خِلَافَ ذَلِكَ Unless the context or the time or the place requires other than that. For example, لِزَحْمَةٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهَا If there is a lot of crowd, for example. وَإِذَا مَشَاءَ أَمَامَهُ إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ بَعْدَ كُلِّ قَلِيلٍ If you're walking in front of him, constantly turn back to make sure everything is okay. وَلَا يَمْشِي بَيْنَ الشَّيْخِ وَبَيْنَ مَنْ يُحَدِّثُهُ وَيُحَدِّثُهُ وَيَتَأْخَرْ عَنْهُمَا Don't walk in between the sheikh and the one that the sheikh is speaking to. وَيَتَأْخَرْ عَنْهُمَا Stand slightly back. إِذَا تَحَدَثَا أَوْ يَتَقَدَّمْ If they are speaking, or stand slightly in front. Right, we will stop there, inshallah. It's slightly earlier than usual, but something's come up. So, inshallah, I'll give you a couple of minutes if anyone wants to ask a question. But after that, Sheikh Muhammad Salman, I'm going to ask if it's okay that I finish the lesson earlier today, unfortunately.